Adam, we're quickly approaching the end of 2015, so I'd like to take a look back at some of the top business stories we talked about over the past year. The downturn in energy prices really dominated almost everything about 2015. It started late last year and affected the bottom line of every oil and natural gas producer. It affected the state's budget and all the trickle-down effects of having an economy so reliant on the energy sector. Take me back, walk me through the timeline of what we saw this year. There were several rounds of layoffs at multiple companies. There was a possible delisting from the New York Stock Exchange and even new regulations regarding seismic activity.
Right. We do kind of have to go back even into 2014, where in June, oil prices were over $100 a barrel, started dropping rapidly, and started this year at $55 a barrel, and lately has been down in the 30s, which is just bad news for everybody's budgets. As you mentioned, the biggest effects that people really felt were job losses as well as stock prices. Chesapeake laid off 19% of its workforce in September. That's more than 500 people locally. Samson Resources up in Tulsa laid off 270 people and went through a restructuring. Sandridge lost 20% of its workforce, and its stock price, you alluded to this, has been below a dollar for a while, and they've been threatened with delisting from the New York Stock Exchange, which is horrible news for a company. They're also trying to sell off their buildings and lease them back, and there's been no takers from that. They also face a unique threat from the possibility that there will be increased regulation of disposal wells in the northern part of the state. The state's gotten more serious this year as earthquakes continue to wrap up in intensity and frequency. They're finding that there are some places where if they reduce volumes and plug back some disposal wells, earthquakes seem to go down.
So is this going to get worse before it gets better? I'm not talking just about earthquakes, but how much longer can some of these companies sustain this downturn? Do you have any idea what the forecast might be for 2016?
Well, just this week, Chesapeake did some debt swap to help itself deal with its debt. One analyst told us that pushes them further away from bankruptcy. It was kind of interesting that he wanted to use that word. You know, the forecasts at first when energy prices were dropping said, oh yeah, by the end of 2016, they'll start to get better. And that keeps getting pushed back. Nobody really says 2016 now, maybe in 2017. I think a lot of these companies are as lean as they can get. Drilling activity is still pretty low despite a couple hot spots. It really depends on when that comes back. It could be that the expected lifting of the ban on crude oil exports outside of the U.S. could help oil prices a little bit, but that would probably take a while to get ramped up.
Shifting from energy to the environment, your reporter Sarah Terry Kobo broke a major story earlier this year involving the water supply of Hugo, and that eventually led to the largest environmental fine in state history. Take me back to that southeast Oklahoma town and what exactly happened there.
Right. This international company based in the UK called Severn Trent manages the water supply there for about 7,000 people, and they have operations all over the world. Because of some complaints, DEQ found that they had broken equipment, that their chlorination didn't meet standards, and the agency is also investigating the record keeping in Hugo.
So what's next at this point? I know there's been concern that Oklahoma City is considering an agreement with Severn Trent to manage and operate wastewater treatment facilities.
Well, right now, DEQ, as you noted earlier, had levied a $3.2 million fine against Severn Trent. That's the largest environmental fine in state history. Severn Trent's fighting it. There could be some sort of settlement. There are also citizens down in Hugo who have filed a lawsuit, and they're seeking class action status. Not really sure how that would affect Oklahoma City, but it sure doesn't help the reputation of Severn Trent.
Adam Brooks is the managing editor of the Journal Record and is with us to close out each week. Adam, the next two Fridays are Christmas and New Year's Day, so we're going to take a break from this regular conversation, but we'll look forward to hearing from you on January 8th of 2016.
I'll see you next year.